Hello and welcome to the Websurd and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Alibaba has announced big plans for Singles Day. Lego has revealed how vital consumer-created content is to the company. And China has broken an iOS App Store record. Alibaba's plans for this year's November the 11th Singles Day sales have been announced. After the company managed to generate over $13 billion of sales on the same day in 2015, the e-commerce company is expecting 40,000 online merchants to become involved in the sale, up from 27,000 in 2009. In a statement, Alibaba CEO Daniel Zhang said that consumers will discover, explore, play, watch, comment, share, recommend, and shop across our entire ecosystem with our merchants both online and offline. The company is primarily hoping to close the gap between online and offline sales by offering consumers an augmented reality experience in Macy's and Costco stores around the world from their homes in China. The build-up to Singles Day has already included an 8-hour fashion show hosted by Alibaba subsidiary Tmall, in which online viewers were able to purchase clothes as they were paraded on the catwalk. A senior marketer at Lego has revealed that Lego fans create more than 20 times more Lego-themed content online than the company itself. Lego's senior global director of social and video, Lars Silberbauer Anderson, has said that whilst the company has partnerships with brands such as Star Wars, what's more important is the content that consumers produce. He also spoke about the importance of social media for the brand, adding that Lego needed to engage with consumers in an effective way, explaining that social media comes down to our social needs. Recently, Lego was ranked as the most powerful brand in the world by global consultancy brand Finance, beating other brands such as Apple, Ferrari, and Coca-Cola. China has broken an iOS record after it's achieved the highest growth and revenue levels ever seen in a single quarter on the App Store. After the country claimed the top spot for gaming apps in Q2 2016, it's now claimed top spot overall after earning a record $1.7 billion in Q3. China's iOS app market is now 15% larger than that of the United States and is expected to keep growing at a similar rate until 2020. The data showed that games accounted for most of the revenue generated in the country, helped by the launch of many highly successful apps, including Pokemon Go. Video streaming applications also had a big impact on the success of the entertainment category in the country, with an increase in downloads of apps such as Netflix, whose localized settings are making it successful in more and more Eastern markets. Germany has seen good levels of e-commerce growth in the last quarter, taking the market to a value of 12.5 billion euros. Data collected by BEVH shows that the e-commerce industry in the country has grown by 10.6% since the same time last year, with the furniture sector seeing the most growth at 33% since 2015. Similarly, the household items sector saw an impressive 27% increase over the last 12 months. This is especially impressive since the projected full-year growth has already been exceeded in the country. Gerrit Heinemann, a German economist, said that the growth of e-commerce is accelerating in Germany, which inspired the pure players. And finally, personalized email has been shown to be an effective marketing strategy in the UK. A study from Ipsos Mori showed that consumer personalization on an email increased the open rate from respondents by 82%. The data also showed that it encouraged click-through rates by around 75% and increased customer satisfaction by just under 60%. It was also found that only a tiny 1% of respondents didn't think that there were any benefits to the personalized emails they received. The success of this type of email marketing has also been shown in past studies in the country, confirming that personalized emailing is highly beneficial to marketers in the UK. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.